Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, everybody, how we doing? Good?
Doing well.
So? Good?
Doing well.
Hardy, you good?
Is Hardy there?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yep, oh, there
hey,
it is.
There he is.
There hi.
Is.
Hi.
Oh, you sound happy.
There yeah.
Was birthday.
Really good.
How was the pie?
So good. It really is.
It's a good pie.
Zoe knew what I was talking about.
Hell yeah. Chocolate and strawberry.
There's no strawberry in it. Stop
with
the
strawberry.
I don't know. I don't mix those two.
You don't mix them.
I don't mix. I don't like chocolate covered strawberries. The Sherry's berries ones are pretty good, but in terms of mixing strawberry and chocolate, I'll take chocolate or I'll take strawberry, but I don't want the two of them mixed.
Oh, 100%. You do a strawberry pie tonight. Only strawberry.
Oh, okay.
Never mix it. No.
Okay.
Tell her to get the strawberry Jell-O, and you mix that in. With the whipped cream, Cool Whip. Then you let it freeze.
Mm. Okay. A little cream cheese in there, too?
You can put it in. See, the cream cheese keeps it a little more tighter.
Yeah.
Because if you just Cool Whip it, it really just, you get all fluff.
Yeah, right.
You want a little
right.
consistency.
I want a little density to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
Here we are.
Pie. Chris Sale had Tommy John surgery yesterday. That seemed out of place.
I didn't
guess. No.
What was your initial reaction to hearing that yesterday?
My initial reaction was, you got to be effing kidding me. And then I had to remind myself that that the entire Utah Jazz team had 58 corona tests immediately on site. So he's a professional athlete. You got to remind yourself he is a professional athlete.
I don't have to remind myself of that. Why do I have to remind myself of that? I think this is one of your worst takes ever, by the way.
Good for you, then. It's not a worst take. I've been there when guys get special treatment.
During time of a pandemic? Really?
As long as you don't have a critical surgery needed to be done at that point, and it's all elective at that point, and if they were careful with it, I don't know what to believe.
There's two things there. There's
would
one,
you not
which
think
is,
he was going to get his arm cut?
Like, you should half expect that professional athletes get special treatment. That part I get.
Yeah.
Like, should you be shocked by it? No, but that doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean you excuse it away. Like,
I'm not saying it's right.
He's a professional athlete. He gets special treatment.
Yeah, but then, okay, it's a professional athlete, and they're going to do it for him. Look at the way the NBA handled things. I mean, we get a statement on Marcus Smart every day.
And I thought it was wrong. I thought they looked stupid. I think this looks stupid, too, for baseball. And Sale's not the only one. Sale's not the only one that's having Tommy John right now. And all I could think of when I heard this? How many masks did they use during this surgery? Like, not that they're... Shouldn't be masks available for everybody, but we know there are not right now. That's all I could think about.
Yeah.
The doctors that are going in on the front lines of this thing right now that don't even have masks to wear or gloves to wear or shields to wear, and this guy's out there getting his elbow operated on so he can play baseball. I don't know. It just didn't sit right. It just doesn't seem right now. That's all. If you know a doctor, if you know a nurse, if you have friends that are in that profession, you know what they are dealing with right now.
Right.
Friends are making their friends masks to go to work with. But I'm just curious, what did Neil Ellitrash have on his face yesterday? What was he wearing?
Oh, I'm sure he was wearing a mask.
Did he have a mask? Did he have a homemade one that a friend made him?
Probably
so that
not.
He didn't go to work and get coronavirus? I'm just curious.
I don't think so. He's Neil Ellitrash. And you know, and it's, that's the big thing too. You look at Dr. Andrews, and he's not doing any. So I mean, these guys are specialists. They have their own clinics. They have their own setups. Andrews has his own building that he built, where you rehabbed right there on the premises, and that's where Gronkowski had stuff done. I just wonder how careful they were with this. And you hear what Heim Bloom had said, and you know the sensitivity to it, and you really don't want to announce it, but. Yeah, we're going to check and make sure that there's no demand on certain surgeries, and if we could get him in, we're going to get him in. They backdoored it. This is what professional teams do. I mean, given the state we're in right now, I can see why people would be upset with it.
Yeah, well, Dr. Andrews isn't doing any because he's not
Correct.
Allowed to. It's not by his choice. It's not him stepping up and doing the right thing.
Where's he at, in Alabama?
So he was in Alabama, and he still has these clinics in Alabama.
Oh, he's got one in Northwest Florida.
But he's now working out of Florida.
That's
and
it.
And so Florida, he's from Alabama. And we had an emailer last week. I wish I could find the email again. I'm sure they'll email us again today.
Because Kronk did the knee in Florida, I think, and rehab there with him.
Who told us that because of his age, Alabama is not letting him operate there anymore. I don't know if that's true. I don't know of a way to verify that, but – that he's now exclusively out of Florida, where they've shut down elective surgeries by law, and therefore he's not operating on anybody. It's not like he decided, and you know, the right thing to do is not operate. In fact, Ellitrash said in an interview last week, he talked to the San Francisco Chronicle. He said, "I know I'm going to get criticized for taking care of these guys, but it's essential to their livelihoods." You know what else is essential to the livelihoods? I would say the masks and the gloves and the PPE that is so sorely lacking in emergency rooms across America right now. But I hope you had yours, Neil Ellitrash. I hope you had your stuff ready to go.
I thought elective surgeries were...
I hope you were working in a sterile environment, you jackass.
I thought elective surgeries were, like, off the board. Like, nobody was doing those right now.
Well, they're not... Most aren't.
They've
been canceled pretty much everywhere. But no, this guy can definitely get his this ready to go. I'm sure there are complicated surgeries that people will eventually need that are not considered electives that have been pushed back.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure there are people right here in Boston who had a surgery scheduled at MGH where it's a necessary procedure and they're getting it pushed back, right? It's being delayed. They're going to have it eventually. It's not life or death at the moment, but it's more necessary than getting your elbow fixed because you screwed around with it since last August. Like, that's the other part.
That's what you'd be most pissed about, right?
Well, this idiot and his stupid team didn't know what to do with it since last August, so blame them.
Right.
Like, if he's mad that he couldn't get his Tommy John, but by the way, he did yesterday, if he were to be mad that he couldn't get it, he'd have nobody to blame but himself and the Red Sox, and they'd have nobody to blame but themselves.
And what difference does it make if he has it now or he has it in July? If it's a 15-month recovery.
That's a four-month recovery, yeah.
What difference does it? Did anyone really think that he was going to be back and be contributing to this team sometime at the end of the 2021 season? Was really on the table. So
you push
it to July. You know what? Wait until there's going to be no eyebrows raised, or you know, forget about the optics of it. Just think about it in terms of the public health crisis. And you're right. Even if they only used a handful of masks and a handful of gloves, well, that's four or five more masks and four or five more sets of gloves that could have been sent to New York or a place that really does need it. We're not talking about the other side of the world. We're talking about colleagues within the same community, operating within the same country that are using this stuff so that a baseball pitcher might be able to pitch at the end of next season as opposed to what? No, having to wait until 2022. It's just it doesn't make any sense. I can't believe they did it either.
Yeah, no sense considering that you had to actually. I'm hearing feedback. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I heard something pop too, and now it's all echoey. We'll get it fixed. There it is.
We good?
Yeah whatever you did, Beetle.
I don't know. I didn't do anything. So credit to Jim there. Whatever the fix was on that. I would just say that we're in a position now where the governor set up a portal so people can more easily donate masks. Like, that's the situation we're in, where we've got to be donating masks to hospitals for people that need them. And I would say that Chris Sale's surgery falls squarely under the non-essential work inside a hospital at this point in time. But no, I'm glad he got it. Good for him. He should be happy, as should the Red Sox, who, by the way, are aware of how this looks and tried to address it yesterday on a conference call after it went down, so that they were aware that they were going to get criticized for this. In fact, Shaughnessy had been asking the team for days, if not weeks, when this surgery was going to go down. Like, when was the surgery going to happen? When was the surgery? And they wouldn't say. And so part of that is probably they may not have had the permission of the pitcher himself, Chris Sale. And now that it's happened, they do have the permission. But I think that yesterday they were trying to just duck. They knew that they were going to get criticized, and they were trying to duck. I'm curious to know what people like in the medical field think of this. Like, if you're an ER doctor, you're like, what are you doing today? You're doing what today? You're wasting resources on what? On this? I just think, you know, it's very similar to the NBA players all getting tested for coronavirus.
Right.
When people were scrambling and desperate for testing, and you had hundreds of guys getting tested, most of which didn't have a single symptom of it. And you're just like, what are we doing here?
Here's what you're really pissed off doing? Too. If you're an older person and you're sitting there, you've been waiting for a hip replacement or, you know, titanium hip, titanium knees. And I know a ton of older people that had their knees done, and they're basically on canes and walkers or in chairs until they could get these knees done. Say that one gets bumped out because you got to get Chris Sale operated on. Those people, I think, have as much a bitch than, you know, everything we're going through right now. It's bad. It's bad out there. And we keep looking at New York, too. And you see all the people lining up and gathering to take pictures of that medical ship when it came in. That's good for them. Hundreds and hundreds upon people right there on the banks watching that ship come in on the west side. That'd be a hell of a moment. Just dumb. Stay home, people. My God.
617-779-0985. More on what the Red Sox had to say yesterday after Chris Sale went through Tommy John surgery. We're off and running. Phone lines are open. 617-779-0985.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chris Sale went for Tommy John surgery yesterday. Dr. Neil Eletrash is still apparently performing elective procedures out in L.A. Yesterday, Heim Bloom said it is important to all of us to do this in a way that would not place any undue burden on anyone suffering due to coronavirus. I spoke to Dr. Neil Eletrash personally to make sure that that was the case here, and he is just as mindful of the considerations that go along with surgery at a time like this. We are obviously appreciative that he was able to do the procedure, but also that he took the time to discuss those considerations with us. I'd like to ask what considerations were made at all. You either do it or you don't. You either consider it and you don't do the surgery, or you're not considerate and you just keep doing whatever it is you want to be doing. And that is sort of the way society is going right now. You're either being considerate and adjusting everything it is that you do and halting your life in your tracks, or you're being an inconsiderate a-hole, like Zoe just said, and you're going out and you're trying to just do whatever it is you want to be doing. Neil Eletrash is the guy, and the Red Sox are the ones supporting the guy who just does whatever the hell he wants. That's what happened in L.A. yesterday. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's a good take. It is.
Just
this is what it's going to happen. It happened with the NBA. It's happening now with baseball. This continues. Somebody blows out a knee, they're going to end up getting their knee rebuilt. You know, ACL surgery. You know, somebody's here working out locally, and they blow out a knee, they're going to get the thing done. They're going to get put to the front of the line. As long as, like, I don't think it's life and death in that hospital. And maybe that could be the case wherever the hell he did this damn thing, or if he did it in his own clinic. I don't know. I think he did it at the hospital.
Well, but, it's an orthopedic surgery center is what it is.
Yeah.
So was he, you know, robbing
as long as he's not taking a beetle
patient? No, he wasn't.
Like, if he was taking up an operating table, an operating room, and say you got four in this little hospital, and he's got 25% of it occupied to do Chris Sale, I think that'd be tough to swallow. But if this is his own clinic.
Though, when you have Tommy John surgery, do you go under?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is there a ventilator in the room?
It has to be.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, if you're under, yeah.
That's great. No, that's good.
Yeah, to be intubated.
That's good. Yep. I think that's a good usage of a ventilator right now. Chris Sale, terrific.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. I think that's the place to have them. And I would just say, this doesn't just go to Neil Eletrash. This goes to that entire facility. Why is there anything left in that facility right now? Anything at all? Why do they have any of the equipment? Or any of the, you know, personal protective equipment? Why is any of that there? That place should be cleared out right now. No, the orthopedic clinic, in terms of some of the optional stuff, we got to clear out a lot of this stuff. You'll have, you know, minimal stuff here for the surgeries that actually have to be done.
Right.
You know, like an orthopedic surgery where someone shatters an arm or something and you got to operate. But this clinic is pretty, as I read up on it yesterday, it's affiliated with Cedars-Sinai, and it's the Curlin Job Institute. It appears to be a rather elective place. I don't know that to be sure, but it's a lot about, you know, it's all orthopedic stuff. So I'm just curious to know. Because of, like, the pressing matters, the pressing injuries, I don't know if they're moving patients over to this facility to do it, but the whole thing just doesn't look good. Fran in the car. Hey, Fran.
Hey, guys. So, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Fran?
Hey, I'm really pissed with the Red Sox and Chris Sale and these people because, like, I've been waiting on MRIs for my brain tumor, and I can't get them. And, you know, it's just frustrating. And then you hear this, you know, it's the optics of this look really bad. And I just got total disrespect for everybody now that's associated with this. So that's all I had to say. I had to get it off my mind.
All right. Good luck to you.
And, I worked the last Miami, the last home game for Tom Brady, and you came down and said hi to me.
Oh, good. It's good to see. Hey, at least you got to see him play, right? His last game. And that's something, too, going back to that last game, bringing up the Brady thing again. I thought we did Brady yesterday. Hey, this could be Tom Brady's last game. We're like, nah, he's coming back.
Last game. Charlotte in Nashua. Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. I'm glad you guys are all safe. I really love listening to your show.
Are we? Never know, right?
It's true. My comment to this surgery is Trump's plan is working. Those with the money are getting what they need, and those who don't have it aren't. I work out in the field every day. I'm in human services, and I see the people out there busting their butts. And then this guy goes, and no matter how much time it was, he took that away from somebody who really needs it, and that bugs me.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think, you know, in these times, this is when you really see the divide of the haves and have-nots.
You knew it, too. More. I mean, you knew
more than
Beetle.
Usual. It's always Beetle. There, but now it's more so than ever.
Beetle, didn't you really expect this to get done, though, here pretty soon?
The surgery?
Yeah. Chris Sale getting it done.
Do you know what I thought? I thought it was actually done weeks ago, and so they were, like, in the clear. I did not expect to see this done. I was figuring... I was like, oh, I bet they went and had that done right away because of this. That was my original thought. Like, oh, they probably rushed him in to get in there, like, under the wire.
Yeah.
Not the case. Not the case at all. They had it done yesterday. No, why don't you wait a few more weeks? Why don't you wait till, like, you know, middle of April, beginning of May? Then you really have a bad look on your hands. So I guess that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, we'll just try and slip this in, hope nobody notices. Chris is in Stoneham. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How are you, Chris?
Hey, like 10 years ago, right, my son was about 1 year old, and I noticed, you know, he started to fall down, losing his balance, throwing up. So we went, you know, we needed an MRI, so we had to wait a month. And I'm watching my kid fall down and throw up every day for a month. And then we get in there, it was Patriots Day, and he gets his MRI, and it's taken forever. And Mike Cameron comes in from the Sox, and he just pulled his groin or something the day before. And he's in there the next day for an MRI. Where my kid,
there's probably a million.
He has a brain tumor, you know, so it was unbelievable.
And I'm sure it's the same way with, what's the local one here? Shields, right? Where Bruschi had his done, you know, when he had the heart thing. And you get hurt here, they're shipping you right over to the front of the line at Shields, I'm sure. And I'm not bringing up Shields to criticize them, but you're going to get a million of these stories. I feel bad for your son.
Jeffrey and Natick. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Jesse
Hi.
Here, Nate.
How you doing?
How's it going? Good, good, good. So a lot of layers on this onion beetle. I feel like you're pretty much nailing it, though. Like another, like, really poorly veiled statement from the Sox. The timing, like Hardy had said with the timing, I think that makes it look extra silly. And so just real quickly, my mother's a double transplant survivor. And so I'm kind of tied in with a lot of these people waiting on transplant. And I had a story this week of a guy who got the kidney transplant, but he can't have the surgery because he still technically won't die on dialysis for the time being. And so, you know, a lot of stories like that, like you heard Fran a few minutes ago and this last guy, it's really crazy to think about. And, you know, just from so many angles, from the equipment. And then, you know, the NBA stuff was weird, but I think we all kind of knew that, like, the testing would become obsolete right after a week or two. Like the testing numbers aren't as important at this point, so that it doesn't hit as hard for me. It's crazy, but like classic MLB.
Yeah,
I think it's classic pro sports is what it is.
Yeah, someone sent in a story. Bison sent this in. Pandemic puts organ transplants on hold for critically ill patients. This story is dated over 10 days ago. In anticipation of COVID-19 patient surge and a lack of space in intensive care units, hospitals have limited transplant procedures, leaving thousands of Americans waiting for new organs in the lurch, according to NBC News. So there's obviously a lot of details in this story that go beyond that, but that's the headline. There are hospitals that can't do transplants right now.
And that's the most frustrating part, too, is you sit there and wait. You're on a list, or you've been on a list for years, and finally you get a match, or you know, somebody's fortunate enough to donate the organs and, you know, help someone out, and you can't get it done, and you got the organ sitting there waiting. That's the worst part.
Bob in North Andover. Hey, Bob.
So my wife is a nurse at Winchester Hospital, and she goes into ground zero every day. And, like, as of yesterday, 10 of her colleagues had it. And she is doing this on a knee with almost no cartilage. And she comes home every night, and the thing is swollen like a grapefruit. They can't drain the knee. They won't do the replacement surgery. She can't get any of this done. And then this morning we see this super rich guy gets on a plane to California because the guy in Florida won't do it. And all of a sudden he gets the surgery and everything's all well and good. And my poor wife has to go through this crap.
Yeah, so much for staying at home, huh, Bob? This guy got on a plane and went across the country to go have a surgery, an elective surgery.
She's terrified of coming home every night because she's afraid she's going to give it to me, you know? So, yeah, we're living in a constant state of fear, and rich people get their stuff done. So, congratulations.
Yeah, Bob, thank your wife for us. Thank your wife on behalf of everybody.
Hang in there, Bob.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
All right, Bob, take care.
If you could even make a case that he needed to have it done so that he could, you know, continue to function, or
you're
that
losing
hit
a part of a ligament or something, and it's, you know, the timing is of the essence.
Yeah,
I see what
and
you're saying.
So,
yeah.
Some of the responses I see some of them on Twitter, you know, comparing it to, you know, having a broken leg or something.
Nope,
this is
not the same thing.
We're gonna get a lot of calls, guys.
Chris
Sale, a lot of calls on this.
Chris Sale never had Tommy John surgery. Do you know what his quality of life would be?
The same, as long as he wasn't trying to throw a baseball.
As long as he wasn't trying to throw a baseball. So, what say you put it off for 2-3 months?
Hey, remember when?
It's not a fake outrage. Yeah. There are people who are literally sacrificing their well-being right now, and not by choice. If they were given the choice or the ability to go do, you know, have some of these procedures done, they would go do them, but they are not afforded those opportunities. But if you're a major league pitcher and you're the Red Sox, then you can go do these things, and it looks terrible.
I actually don't even blame Sale. I actually don't think Sale is the most responsible party here. I actually think in ranking
the people...
He's
not. He's doing what he's told to do.
Yeah,
In
terms of ranking the people involved, I'd actually put Sale at the bottom of the list. We'll talk about that. Where does, you know...
I agree. He's property of the Red Sox. They tell him what to do. He's got to do it.
We'll do that after headlines. Here's Hardy. Get you caught up on things. 617-779-0985.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It's 617-779-0985, the phone number. In terms of ranking the people involved, Zoe, you were just starting to talk about it.
Yeah.
Chris Sale's doing what he's told.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Chris Sale.
Hey, guaranteed money and the amount of money that guy's making, he's supposed to be your ace. We're getting your arm fixed. Get your ass on a plane and get out there. Yes, sir.
So I would put the team ahead of Sale. I think they're the ones that are dictating it. They're the ones that are deciding when and where this is going to happen. And if James Andrews isn't doing surgery, we'll get him to Neil Hellatrash.
I think the team's number one here. Because if you look at Sale and you see Shaughnessy's tweet from 16 minutes ago, $145 million guaranteed, it's an easy one. It's guaranteed money either way. If he never pitches again, he's getting the money. The team wants the value for the arm. So they want to fix it as quick as possible.
Right.
That's what's in their interest. They're going to get a hold of a doctor. They can do it. We can't do it with Andrews. Next guy's Hellatrash. Get on a plane and get out there. And that's what he did.
They set it up for him. They tell him where to go. They tell him what to do.
Do not be mad. Hey, you can be mad at Chris Sale for, you know, oh, shoot, it's me. I'm going to climb that mountain again and all that stuff. Don't be mad at the player for being told what he has to do medically to get back, to get cleared, to get ready to play again. This is not on Chris Sale. He may have fought it. We don't even know that. Can't talk to the player.
Right, we wouldn't know that.
They said, do we have to do this? Yes. The window is now. Hellatrash has an opening right now. Go.
Right. He's going to listen to the medical professionals that work for the Red Sox, team doctors, team physicians and trainers, and their staff are going to decide when this all goes down.
And don't think that those medical people that work for the teams don't understand who else is paying them. But granted, they're getting paid by their profession or hospital, you know, themselves, and also there are clubs that have hired them to tell them, you get my players back as soon as possible. So they will push the front end of the spectrum. You know, it could be a front end and a back end thing.
Right.
And like Parcells always used to yell at the damn trainers when a guy would get knocked out or something. You tell him get knocked out in his own damn time. Get him back in there. Let's go. and you feel that pressure. There's that pressure to get the player up and running as quick as possible.
Jim in Newburyport wants to defend Chris Sale. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, this is all fake outrage or unnecessary outrage. First, like you said, if you're making $20 million a year, you want to do what you have to earn that money. Two, there are a lot of people that are depending upon his performance, whether you're selling sausages or T-shirts or whatever. Their jobs are all affected by whether he comes back and the team does well next year. Third thing is, you know what? You're all rich. If you're listening, you have time to listen to sports radio right now. You're rich compared to other people in the world. I have a great rheumatologist, great dermatologist. I don't feel guilty that somebody across the globe isn't getting the medical care they need. I feel grateful, but I don't feel guilty. And the next time any
you ever,
of you,
you
have
ever
a
listen
state,
to our callers? Do you ever listen to our callers? Do you think they're rich?
Listen,
well, he's rich.
Yeah,
you're
compared
rich.
To other people in the world, compared to other people in the world, when you have a steak or a lobster tail, don't feel guilty that somebody else in the world is hoping for rice that day. This is all fault. You know what? Be grateful, but don't feel guilty about it.
Jim,
Chris,
how's your portfolio?
Feel guilty.
How's your portfolio, Jim?
Strong,
well,
I
you
would
know what?
Say.
Not at all. I'm a disabled veteran who feels very fortunate for what I have. I really do. I'm not a rich guy. I'm driving around in my little Honda and everything. I'm rich compared to people. If I have a smartphone and a flat-screen TV, I'm rich compared to other people in the world. And everybody who's begging that Chris Sales is doing something wrong or the Red Sox are doing something wrong, it's false, fake, unnecessary outrage.
No, Jim, and thank you for your service, but people are truly pissed. They're pissed when their loved ones have to go into medical situations on a daily basis and they don't have the equipment and the personal protection that they need. Meanwhile, other people are going off and having elective surgeries done when we're all told, don't leave the house! Did Chris Sale have to leave the house to get on a plane to fly to California to
yes.
have an elective surgery? That's not fake outrage, Jim. That's real. That's real people who are really pissed off that some people follow the rules and other people don't. And when the other people don't follow the rules, you better have a damn good reason. And the reason is I want to be able to pitch maybe at the end of 2021 is not a good enough reason. People are truly pissed off. And I wasn't pissed off until you start in telling me that I should be grateful. I'm more grateful than anybody. But I can recognize and I can empathize with people who are in really bad situations right now. And they see this happen. They're like, hey, how come they don't have to do the stuff that the mayor is telling me to do and the governor is telling me to do and the president is telling me to do? How come he can leave his house, get on a plane, go to California and have surgery when the rest of us are told, don't go to the freaking grocery store? What is it that is so dense in your head, Jim, or anyone else, where you think that this is somehow perfectly fine and everyone else is just overreacting? It's just an overreaction. Is it the worst thing? No. He didn't run over a litter of puppies on his way to get to the airport, but he still got a plane and flew across the country to have the surgery that, here's the kicker, he didn't need. And the people down at Fenway Park don't need him to have for them to have jobs next year. They're not worried about Chris Sale being able to pitch. They're worried about paying rent right now and being able to leave the house and go do things, and they've been told not to do it. But he did. That's real outrage. It's not fake.
You know, stop feeling guilty for those nurses and doctors in the ERs.
Oh,
stop doing that. Stop wasting your time with all that guilt, Hardy. You're not supposed to feel guilty for those people.
The hell is the matter with people? Honestly.
Don't feel guilty for them. That's just guilt. You can't have that in your life. Don't have any of that. Mark in Dallas. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me just say, first of all, I'm a Mets fan. So about a week ago, I think, Noah Syndergaard had his Tommy John.
Yeah,
and
same situation there.
Sports media in New York, as much as they could talk about it and not be, disaster going on, they're having the same problems. Most of the callers agree with you guys in the callers. But on another note, I'm a nurse. I'm not a surgical nurse. I don't work in surgery, but a couple of things. I agree mostly with what you guys are saying, but just a couple of things, not necessarily devil's advocate, just to give a little context. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that Chris Hale would have got it done at a surgery center, not a hospital, and it's also outpatient. So he's not going to take up a hospital bed. And also,
no, it's true.
We said
that earlier. We said all
about
that
the emergency equipment.
Yeah.
If you would have to revive him, would be needed and needed to be
How
on
about
hand
the masks, gloves, That's... gowns, shields, all of that stuff? Are they still using that over there?
Equipment.
Yes, they are, and that's where I tend to agree with you. But however, about the elective thing, and this is just word salad, take for it what you will, the doctors can deem a Tommy John non-elective because A, it has to do with his career, and B, they can make the sort of roundabout BS argument that if not done, it could cause permanent nerve damage, which, you know, we all know that's not true. Dudes can pitch with a torn UCL. So
he's been pitching with it since last August. He's had it since last summer. No one wanted to admit it. They kept
how they would deem doing it to, you know, get away with it, not calling it elective per se.
Yeah. He's been dealing with this since last August. And because they kept trying to push it, he was still doing it.
And maybe some doctors did tell them, like, you need to get this done. And maybe the Red Sox are looking at it like, we're going to dump Price. What the hell are the optics going to look like if we get Sale cut under the knife? If we put him under the knife prior to the start of spring training, and then we trade David Price, we're really going to look like we're mailing it in during the year where we're going to deal Mookie Betts too, because we don't want to pay $400 million. I wonder where that all lies in the pecking order when you actually look at it. Because somebody's telling them to pump the brakes here on this. Let's see what happens. Rest him. How much rest do you need?
I think overall it's been a hell of an offseason for the Red Sox, though, wouldn't you say?
Ooh, really? Boy, he walked into a hornet's nest, huh?
Holy crap, this team. 617-779-0985. An update on an earlier item from last week, though. The Red Sox have actually, they did the right thing, so we'll tell you what that right thing was coming up with more of your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Brought to you by the Valvoline Instant Oil Change. 15-minute drive-through oil change. You never have to leave your car. No appointment is ever needed. Get your 15% off coupon at getanoilchange.com.
Nice job, Hardy. Way to hit the post.
I'm not going to step all over Adam Duritz when he's singing Omaha. Take it away, Adam.
Omaha. 617-779-0985. We talked last week about Red Sox ownership being petitioned to pay their concessions workers. Excuse me. And they did, Zoe. They opened up their fund and added another $500,000 to their fund for their employees and said, yep, it's now open to the concessions workers.
I think we both predicted that, right? That they would do the
I
right
did.
Thing.
I predicted they would do the right thing. I said Red Sox ownership, believe it or not, you know, as much as we rip them, I think they're decent people and they typically do the right thing.
And they want to be liked, right, and they are aware of public perception.
You know, I really don't think that's it, though. I don't think it's like, oh, we just caved to the pressure. I think it was brought up as an issue, and they fixed it within.
Let's not make it one, right?
Yeah, hey. Okay. This doesn't need to be an issue. Here's another $500,000, and the fund is now open to those people too.
Good job, nice job, Red Sox.
Good work on their part. I think ownership should talk to their medical people and say this was a bad look, you idiots. I do. I think they should tell them that this was not a good idea. In fact, why didn't you guys send them? If you were Red Sox ownership, right now, knowing what you know about Chris Sale's elbow and the injury and what's gone on, wouldn't you be mad, given that you were in favor, even though you don't want to admit it, John Henry, that you were in favor of the $145 million you gave him last year? Wouldn't you be mad that they hadn't had this figured out until now?
Yeah.
Like, we're all mad that Chris Sale didn't get this fixed last summer and miss this season and be back next season. Now he's going to miss this season and next. Wouldn't you be mad if you were them right now saying, how did you guys not, like, decide that this should be the case last summer? at the end of the year.
Yeah, because it affects your bottom line. It's like it's $145 million. You know what you're paying this guy per year with the amount of dead money and junk contracts you've had over the years, the Sandovals, the Hanley, Castillo, all that stuff. Like, we're trying to get past that. Now we got to deal with this. You guys screwed us up, and it's a medical screw-up? It's not even a talent screw-up. This is a medical one. Unless they even said, from an optics standpoint, let's see if rest helps it. Because weren't they going to start doing things collectively now? That's one of the biggest things since they hired Chaim Bloom, that we're all going to get in this together. We're all going to decide outcomes here. We're all going to have a hand in this thing. Not just wake up one day, oh, why'd that happen? You know, they should have seen this coming. Should have seen this one coming.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Let's go to Paul, who's in Burlington. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you? First, I just wanted to say, you know, I and I think most of your listeners appreciate the job you guys are doing. You're helping us get through the day. And,
thank you.
You know, albeit there's not that much material, it's still entertaining to listen to you guys and into your colleagues, you know, as they like to put it, the 2 p.m. The afternoon show.
The 2 p.m. show.
Anyways. Yeah.
2 to 6 show.
So,
oh, wait, real quick. Speaking of the 2 to 6 show, Hardy, look to your right and left. There's nobody sitting in those seats, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They didn't get on about till about 2:06, 2:07 yesterday because of the wipe down. Nobody was sitting in those seats yesterday either, were they?
I, you know what, honestly, if they don't want to come in here while I'm sitting in here because you have to much closer than 6 feet to get to get in here and wipe down. So, hey, I'm not questioning anything they or most people are doing.
I kind of dig them dancing while the song's going on. I think it's becoming a thing now. Like, I'm tuning in for that. Like, let's change up the music at the beginning of the show.
Is it?
Get something funky, you know?
Sean is in the car. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, like Hardy said, that dude from Jim, whatever the hell his name was, he's a jackass. You know, because what that shows is people like me who go to work every day and make this economy run, us blue-collar workers,
attaboy.
It shows we don't matter. You know, I'm out here right now installing people's cabinets because they consider that essential. Why? Because they're rich. So I'm putting myself at risk of getting sick and also bringing it home to my family. That's absolutely crap. So that's it. And thank you guys every day for doing what you're doing.
We appreciate that. You get a good deal on cabinets?
Excuse me?
You get a good deal on cabinets?
Yeah, we have our own cabinet shop here in Massachusetts.
Nice.
Don't ask him to come over to your house and do cabinets.
I'm not asking him.
Really... Joe could get a good deal on cabinets right now. He'd
cabinets are getting old in the
food.
House. Cabinets are getting pretty old in the house.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to be over here today, but maybe like Friday.
It's not like essential. Maybe. They're going to get these switched out. But yeah.
You'll be here by Monday?
I like white ones. Nice white one.
Oh, man.
Brighten up that kitchen. Yeah.
Adam's in Bridgewater. Hey, Adam. Thanks for hanging on.
Thank you, guys. This is a slap in the face of everybody in Massachusetts and the country. There's a 6 feet, you know, social distancing going on. There's a travel advisory that I'm pretty sure they knew, and they flew this guy to L.A. He didn't self-quarantine for 14 days, as is the advisory tells people. And John Henry knew all this, and he didn't do crap about it. So, you know, why I blame him? He's the one who pays for the transport. He's the one who pays for the whole thing.
Probably flew him out on his own plane.
What's that?
I think he probably flew him out on his own plane.
So says it may have been Henry's plane.
Of course.
Yeah.
But he needs to approve the whole thing. I mean, he slapped everybody on the face. Maybe why? Because he's like, oh, let me open a $500,000 fund again for these people. Who cares? Dude, they need to be paid in full. Do the right thing. This guy sucks. He's pure garbage.
All right, then. He's upset with John Henry over this.
Oh, watch it.
Jimmy is in Dedham. He's upset with Hardy over this. Hi, Jimmy.
Oh.
I'm going right after Hardy on this one. Hardy, who the hell you think you are talking to a disabled veteran like that? You couldn't even shine his freaking shoes. You have to go off like that, like on a disabled veteran. He stated his opinion.
Yeah,
and he vehemently disagreed.
And I thanked him for his service, And
you can thank them. But you still don't have to yell and go crazy on them like that. How about if he's got PTSD? Huh?
Well, then he shouldn't be calling a sports talk show.
Oh, that might be the dumbest take I've heard all day. Oh, holy crap.
I thought that was going to be better. Now, Hardy, you should have been in Vegas. I'm glad this surgery didn't take place in Vegas, because Hardy, I think, really lost it. He took a plane to Vegas. I could have been on that plane.
Yeah, Hardy, we got some bad news for you. Chris Sale had a Tommy John surgery. He had it actually on the casino floor at Caesars. Now, I know they're closed to everybody else, and there's a travel advisory in effect, but they opened it up for him, and they did it right in between the
you dip the arm in the pool. Yeah, get the chlorine, get all
the blackjack tables,
right?
And the video poker machines. I hope that doesn't upset you. No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's a nice hotel. Wow. Does the real Caesar really stay here?
Yeah, and it's pager friendly.
Lobby is. That I know. Hey, Susan Malden.
Hey, guys. Great listening to you guys. Why didn't he have this surgery done like 2 years ago when he had the elbow problem?
Because it wasn't beneficial to the Red Sox at the time. They wanted him to keep pitching. That's why.
Same thing with David Price when they sent him to Indy, right? He's got an elbow unlike anybody else's.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
thanks, guys, man.
All right. Yep, I'd agree with you. Should have been done last summer. That's when it really had started to become obvious that.
Last time you pitched, what, Beetle? August 13th? August 13th was the day last time
you
took the mound? Yeah.
Yeah. They could have done it in August or September or October.
Well, you had
that
pneumonia.
Any of those
Don't
months.
Forget, he gets sick more than anybody.
As far as I know, there were no pandemics happening in those months, so those would have been better months to do it.
I wonder if he has a compromised immune system. I mean, he's always sick, right? He's got this infection, pneumonia, belly button ring stuff.
Well, he had pneumonia crazy. This offseason. I don't think that had anything to do with him.
Well, it slowed his training up. This guy always has something. It's like, Jesus.
No, I think you're confusing him with David Price.
No. Sell always has something, too.
Well, he's had this particular issue for 2 years.
Right. Should have caught him at the end of August. Should have got operated on end of August. You'd have at least half a year under your belt of healing. And maybe you have him at the start of next spring training, but now that's out of the question.
Yeah, that's not going to happen now. 617-779-0985. Zoe, I know there's something on your radar today, not related to the Red Sox or any of the professional teams in town, but related to the high school season.
Bingo.
Here in Massachusetts, the
FIAA. They're moving on.
We'll get to the details of that story and what's been announced here in the last day and get Zoe's thoughts on it, because it impacts things in his house, I can tell you that.
That's right. I had to get in there, wake her ass up yesterday. We got to get going. Come on.
And it impacts things in a lot of homes across this state with high school athletes. So we'll get to that story coming up next. Hardy will have your headlines. No commercials here. Get you caught up on things. We're right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From the MIAA, that's where we start this hour on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I'm at home. Zoe is at home.
That's right, Beetle.
And in Zoe's home around. Today,
they are not messing around. Not messing around is the MIAA.
They voted yesterday to begin spring sports on May 4th, extending their season to June 27th. Let me read from the Greenfield Reporter, Recorder, that is, excuse me, on this. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association is still making plans to have a spring high school sports season with a postseason to follow. The MIAA's board of directors voted unanimously.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
News from the MIAA. That's where we start this hour on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy's in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I'm at home. Zoe is at home.
That's right, Beetle.
And in Zoe's not messing home around. Today,
they are not messing around. Not messing around is the MIAA.
They voted yesterday to begin spring sports on May 4th, extending their season to June 27th. Let me read from the Greenfield Reporter, Recorder, that is, excuse me, on this. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association is still making plans to have a spring high school sports season with a postseason to follow. The MIAA's board of directors voted unanimously during its conference call on Monday to extend the spring season to June 27th. It was a unanimous vote, 19-0, Zoe, and they intend to have a spring season beginning May 4th through June 27th, extending the season an extra week to accommodate the playoffs and the state finals. The ultimate decision about a state tournament remains fluid. So there you have it. They're saying as of now, they have voted to extend things to be able to start on the 4th and end on the 27th. Your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of shocking to us because we keep getting updates, you know, from the school as to, well, you know, maybe we're going to reset, rethink things here April 6th, April 7th, around that timeline. Then, you know, Charlie Baker pushes everything back to obviously May 4th. And then when this came down, they said, okay, we could potentially start the season first day of school there, and first games would start to take place May 8th. So what would that be with 1 or 2 days of practice? My daughter, she's a lacrosse goalie, so this affects her. So she's been doing all these clinics, all these traveling, you know, workouts and scrimmages. We've been in bubbles for about 2 months prior to everybody shutting down about 3 weeks ago. And everything just stops. You hit like a brick wall, you know, because you can't get together. You can't meet on a field with 8 other girls to play catch. So now all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, now you got to start mentally getting yourself ready to play a season, but that might get pushed back. So it's going to be a tug and pull here as to what you do or what you really do. But I think it gives some of these kids a little bit of hope. I think what this is you set a date, and it's sort of like they've tried to do, you know, let's try and look at a target date to make sure kids aren't just doing nothing or just, you know, that they're sitting at home, that maybe they're working out. And I think, and this is where I feel bad for the seniors that may have thought their whole spring sports schedule was getting whacked, and now it gives them a little hope. And boy, wouldn't it be awful to pull that rug from out underneath them, where they thought they may have been shut down. Now you get your hopes back up. You start training again. And granted, it is high school, so you're not training like a professional, but you get the gist of it. And then pull the rug out from under them again. That's what I hope they don't do. But it'll push the season till the end of June, right up there until, you know, 4th of July week, which is they're really trying to squeeze this thing in.
Yeah, I just don't think that this is going to be at all determined by the MIAA. It's going to be determined by the way things go from here on out.
Who knows if we'll be in school by May 4th? We don't know that, you know? But I mean, I think
the MIAA can say this, and they can vote to extend things because what? Are they looking for things to do? Like, this to me just seems procedural. That's all it is. It's not exactly anything of substance to me. Like, yeah, you can vote on it all you want.
You know what you're getting?
If they're not going back to school, then you've got no season.
They're getting a ton of calls. They're getting a ton of complaints probably from parents, from seniors, wanting to know what is our schedule? Will there be a shortened schedule? Will we even attempt to play a spring sport? You pay money for spring sports, so there's going to be a financial thing here. And that had to all be done. You had to have concussion testing. You had to have physicals done. You know, it's not just, hey, I just want to sign up and play, and you go play. You know, there's a whole process is to get your kids ready to play. And I'm excited for this. Get her outside, stick her in goal, and I get to fire balls at her all day, you know, and see if she can stop them, go right around the corners. I can make it rain all day up top, right in that top left corner. Can't stop that one. So I'll get it ready.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good for me. It gives me something to do.
That's good.
Get outside.
I don't know what it, you know, it's not up to them. It really isn't. Like, they can, who would vote against this would be my question.
It was 19-0, and there was one was absent, so there was 20, I guess, votes that they would totally take. So it was a clean sweep, 19-0.
Right, no, and I mean, I'm just saying, no one's going to vote against this, is what I'm saying. Right. Why would anyone have a reason to vote against, you know? Yeah, of course, if we come back to school, yeah, of course you can extend the season till the end of June. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, well, of course. I don't know why that answer would ever be no. And so I think people are interpreting this as
it's a go.
You know, like sports is a go. Well, not if you don't go back to school. It's not.
Correct. I can't play if you don't go to school.
The MIAA doesn't determine whether or not you go back to school. But if you don't go back to school, you're not playing your sports.
Yeah.
You're not having your spring season. And so I just feel like this is getting blown up as a bigger story about how sports will happen. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Like, this is just a matter of if we get back, the vote is already in place that, yeah, the season will start late and can run late as a result.
See, the sad part for kids, like, the kids are losing their minds here at home. Like, they don't go anywhere. They don't leave the yard. If we go to the store, one person goes to the store. I go to the store. You come home, you wipe down, and they're sitting there waiting on anything to be told to them, whether it's from school or whether it's from sports. Like, she got the email from her coach. Like, hey, this is a possibility, and she gets all excited about it. So now, you know, in 2 weeks, this could all change, right? I mean, this thing changes every day. 24 hours, there's different changes. So I just told her, you know, don't get your hopes up. I said what they're trying to do is really give you a target date so you can start to mentally plan and physically plan for it, get on a treadmill, get outside, move around, and not just think that our whole season is wasted. So it's not yet. So there is some hope there for these kids. Like I said earlier, I'm happy for the seniors that, you know, maybe are really good players that probably wouldn't have an opportunity to finish their senior career at their high school. So this is kind of gives them a little bit of hope here, but I'd really be shocked if they get it in. I really am. I really would be.
So the NCAA, in a sort of related story, the NCAA has granted an additional season of eligibility to all spring athletes who were unable to play this spring.
I'd take it back to school another year.
Well, it depends on who you are. For kids that have no plans on being drafted or playing professionally, of course you would take it.
See, that's cool, especially if you graduated early because they would be paying for a graduate program. Your scholarship would apply to that.
Well, this is sort of the issue that I saw with it, and that is
they're
leaving it up to the schools to determine how their scholarship money is dispersed.
Yeah, guess which kids are going to get the best return on scholarship? The best ones at their sport. Or the high ones, or the biggest sports.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, right. The best players will get their scholarship.
Selective process, yes.
Which, to me, is...
Like Chris Sale getting operated on, right?
Okay, so my other question, so you've got, you know, you'd have to find enough players that you'd not want to renew scholarships for, which is just the complete bogusness of the NCAA.
Which is crazy, because you're always going to screw up. You're always going to screw up a scholarship. I remember kids that were on a full ride when I was in Maryland, and maybe three or four of them should have never been on a full ride. Never played, never saw the field, or never really even practiced. And those would be the type of kids who would be whacked. Wouldn't get the aid. And that's sad. Because once you're in, you're in. You know, you should be in.
So I would say that at some point the NCAA is going to have to consider allowing schools to pay out more money, more scholarships.
Yeah, they got it.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, all these schools that have canceled their semesters, then, you know, at what point did we cancel? Has it been about a month already? They're losing track of time.
A couple weeks. So most schools are on spring break, so you got to factor in spring break.
No, but when did everyone send their students home?
March 6th?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, 3 weeks ago. So it's probably about, what, midway through the semester? Right? About halfway?
Right before spring break, yes.
All right, so let's say it's halfway through. All that money that was paid out by, let's say, anyone that's not an athlete, right? If you paid for, let's say, room, board, all
me,
that stuff.
I've done it.
Right? You, yeah, Scott Tolley. Yeah, you're getting your money back. Right? You're going to get your money back. Just in your case at UMass, they're going to refund on a partial basis what wasn't used up. So I understand that classes are still continuing, but there's a bunch of money being refunded. Like, can you figure out a semester's worth of scholarship and add that money into the pool for these teams? There's got to be some way to alleviate that so that kids aren't losing scholarships because they weren't, you know, the best kids on the team, because you have a whole class of freshmen that are going to be coming in. There's got to be a way to sort of figure that problem out that, of course, the NCAA will not be helpful with, because they're not helpful with anything. So we'll see what develops there. But the NCAA says you can come back and play again. You've got another year of eligibility if you are a spring athlete. 617-779-0985. Let's get to a story on the NFL and what their plans are, or what some of their ideas are to get their season started and try and have it be as normal as possible. We'll get to that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.